Charles Dickens' popularity was at least on a par with Longfellow, who wrote I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day just a few years before Dickens' second visit to America. The same could probably be said for Stephen Foster. Like Dickens, Foster was a master at unabashed sentimentality and at giving voice to the downtrodden. Foster wrote his song Hard Times prior to Dickens' novel by that name. In turn, Foster used a Dickens text for one of his Sunday school hymns, The Pure, the Bright, and the Beautiful. Foster's warm, sentimentalized version of the American home is not unlike Dickens' depiction of the Cratchit family. Dickens was less effusive.